All right, we are coming at you live from Tech to Success in Queens, New York, and this is another episode of the Relaunched According to Hickey podcast. And today we're going to talk to you a lot about marketing plans and marketing planning in your business, and essentially the disconnect that most small businesses have between whether it's hiring a marketing organization or bringing on some kind of service to do social media management, etc., and not having that tied to a good plan. So what we're going to do today is just talk about how to create a marketing plan in your business, a little bit about how Tech to Success does our marketing planning, and hopefully you can take away one or two things that you can do in your business prior to hiring a marketing agency or a resource to do the marketing for you. So the first thing that we like to do is gather all of the key stakeholders, some creative people, and everyone that's kind of involved in either the company brand, marketing, or running a service for the organization, and get them all together and talk about a brainstorming session, how we can come up with this plan together. And they may not be the people that will execute on the plan, but at least they'll have some good insights about how the customers see our brand, how the customers see our organization, and how our potential audiences. So the first thing that we do is get all those people together, and the first item on the agenda would be to create a defined target audience. So after we get everybody together, we kind of create this agenda of things that we go through during the list. And the first thing on that agenda is to create a target audience and define who the people are that our marketing message is going to get to. The next thing that we do is the SWOT analysis. And that's the SWOT analysis kind of on the current strategy, whether one exists or not. After that, we go through some customer insights, get some good voice of customer and how they see our brand. And then we do a brainstorm, content, resources, programs, ideas, everything. Just throw it all out there. And then once we throw everything out there, then we narrow it down and decide kind of what we're going to focus on from that brainstorm list, what the strategy is going to be. Then we create kind of a marketing plan and a campaign. And then we assign tasks and goals and set up some meetings to review. So I'm going to go through each of those items kind of one by one, right? So the first item up is your target audience. And is it, you know, your target audience breaks from depending on the services that you provide. And it could be different based on the different services you provide. And that's how it is for our organization. We have both people that are very specific in the vending machine and self-checkout market, kiosk, office coffee niche. Then we have specific small businesses of any type. And you've essentially got users of certain softwares, different manufacturers, trade associations. So our target audience is very diverse. And so what we do is just kind of identify who that audience is, who's going to see our message, try and specifically get really down into those specific key roles in those organizations. Is it the business owner? Is it the marketing person, the IT person? Who is it that we want to see our message that will have our best opportunity to convert, right? And after we define who those people are, right, and those people can be new clients that have never heard of us. They can be people that we know well. They could also be existing clients, right? Our marketing message, we want to get it to existing customers. And how are they going to see what's new in the organization? What does the organization provide that they don't already sign up for and that you can grow their business there? So the audience that you're sending this message to is extremely important. And I think that's the first thing you do is to define who this is that the message will come across. After we do that, then we do our SWOT analysis. And SWOT analysis is very important to our organization, something that we apply to multiple facets of how we run our business. And the SWOT analysis is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And you just divide a whiteboard or a screen or a piece of paper into those four quadrants. And again, you just go around the room to all your key stakeholders that you brought to your meeting and say, list out our strengths, list out our weaknesses, list out our opportunities, list out the threats. And what that does is it creates the tone for the meeting. You want to double down on your strengths. You want to, you know, approach your opportunities. You want to really how to mitigate your threats, really just identify what they are and know them. And your weaknesses, you know, you want to strengthen your weaknesses or pull them over to the strengths column, essentially. So that kind of sets the tone for all of the rest of the meeting. By identifying who you are, where you stand, using that SWOT analysis, it gives you a good way to move forward. Now, after we do the SWOT analysis, we have just a really good list. And, you know, in our world, we had a huge list of, you know, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, just different things that, you know, variety of offerings that we serve gives us so many different things in each of those categories. So, you know, if you don't follow up, if you don't have the process, those are all weaknesses that your company will, you know, if you can go great, create the best plan, but if you can't execute on it, it's never going to work. So you really want to make sure that, A, from a strengths perspective, you're pounding your chest, right? This is what we do well. This is what we are very good at. These are the key resources on the team. These are great people. This is our great offering. Here's how well we communicate. Here's our capabilities. Then from a weaknesses perspective, you want to make sure that, you know, some of the things that you haven't executed on in your past marketing campaigns are things that you're improving upon, and you've got a plan to improve upon it. You've assigned some resources to it, or you've gone out. This is where maybe that marketing, outsourced marketing agency will help complement you or fill in where you haven't been able to execute. You haven't been able to do those blog posts or the social media posting. You haven't been able to grow your audiences. Those are the things that you can bring to that. Now you can bring to that outsourced agency and say, hey, you know, we're weak in these areas. We need your help. And we've identified that. We know what we want to do. And here's how you can help us execute. On your opportunity side, it's funny how sometimes when you're running your business, you don't see the opportunities. And, you know, for our world, we have the niche that we work in. And there's so many companies that we do business with, but there's also a lot we don't, right? And the opportunities to do business with companies we don't already do business with that are in that same niche that we serve, as well as current customers, right? We're very fortunate to have a strong customer base, but there's a lot of customers that maybe only use us for one of their services that we can expand that relationship on. So there's growth in the niche, growth in our current customers, and then there's also growth outside the industry in different offering some of the same services and processes that we have to specific small businesses, medium businesses, enterprise level companies that we're just not, you know, getting our message out to. So lots of opportunities exist. I'm sure you could do the same in your business and think about, you know, what are we doing with our current customer base? How do we grow them? How do we establish a completely new customer base that doesn't exist? And then how do we go get some of the targets that we've had for a while that we haven't been able to close? So lots of opportunities. And then threats, you know, the world of business creates threats in your business quite often. In our world, you know, it's somebody can come in with better pricing or cheaper pricing and, you know, different offerings or new services that kind of puts us at a disadvantage. Of course, in the IT world, you're always competing against the offshore companies, some, you know, low-priced competition that won't necessarily execute well. However, you just may lose business to them, right? So you want to make sure that, you know, that the threats are identified, not necessarily things that cause you worry, but they're just identified and sets the tone for your meeting as well. And then after we do our SWOT analysis, we, for our company, what we do is speak about our customer insights. What are some good things that our customers said to us that we need to make sure that everyone else hears that, right? What are some voice of customer items that they'd like us to improve upon, that we can improve upon with messaging, with marketing? And then what are, you know, some things that they're struggling with that we can complement? So having a good voice of customer, kind of customer insights, is very strong for your marketing campaigns. This way you can address your customers' concerns and you can double down on the good things that your customers are saying about you to your target audience. And what that's going to also allow you to do is give this whole marketing team that you've brought to the call, right, value add. So you've asked all these people to show up to this marketing planning call. They may not be your marketing people. They may be people that run different parts of your businesses, but they're the people that are speaking with your customers. They're the ones that are interacting with your customers. So they will have the best customer insights, the best voice of customer to provide to this meeting, so that now your marketing team or your marketing resource or your marketing outsourced agency can take that information and turn it into content to send to the target audience, and you guys can take advantage of that. After we get the SWOT analysis done and we get the customer insights written down, then we brainstorm. And this is where you want everyone to come with content, resources, programs they've used, software they've used, websites they like, maybe agencies they've worked with, and then get their ideas, any programs, ideas. Get everything, take everything. No judgment, no thoughts of this won't work for us or this is not what we're looking for, or just take all the ideas, write them on a board, get it all down, a huge, huge whiteboard screen, whatever you do, fill up everything with this brainstorm of ideas, take everyone's insights. And again, this is why it's good to have a fairly large team at these meetings, because what you can do is kind of create a diverse audience of skill set and get different ideas from different roles in the company rather than just having one or two marketing people, or you know, your web guy and your social media guy and the person that creates, you know, flyers. They do great work, but you want to get the brainstorms, the ideas from the entire company, kind of a full spectrum of everyone that speaks to your customers, everyone that serves your products. Get them all involved in helping create that message. Once the brainstorm is complete, you're going to have a ton of content, right? And the good part about that is that it will spark a lot of creative thought. And it'll spark creative thought in your business leaders. It'll spark creative thought in the folks that are putting together the marketing messaging. And what that's going to do is give you guys a lot of opportunity to create different content and diverse content, as well as kind of make sure that you're in alignment with the goals of the company. So you may come up with some ideas to get messages across to certain people. However, it may not match the goals of where you're trying to grow or where you're trying to invest, you know, company dollars. So you want to, you know, go through that list of brainstorm items and see what rises to the surface. Grab some things that are essentially low-hanging fruit, right? We know we wanted to do this. We said we're going to do it. Well, now we're having our planning meeting. Let's go do it. Whether that's, for us, one of the things was making sure that our LinkedIn company page was posting every day, one piece of content every day. So, so we tried to take the ideas of how do we grow LinkedIn followers, how do we grow Instagram followers, by putting more frequency into the content, and then getting your social posts, your blog posts, you know, you're leveraging video, and taking all these items and, you know, kind of circling which ones are going to rise to the surface and be your creative goals. So after we've brainstormed everything, you've got everything down on paper, right? Whether it's I want to write more blog posts, I want to do more social content, we need to do video, we need to, you know, put more content out, we need to create more educational content, we need to utilize, last year one of the things we wanted to make sure we utilized was YouTube Shorts, right? And what's great about YouTube as a platform is that not only is it mimicking the shorts that are so popular on things like TikTok and Instagram, but YouTube is also a search engine. So things that you have in your YouTube pages on your individual videos are searchable by Google, Whereas your Instagram posts, your LinkedIn posts aren't necessarily going to return from a Google search. So as the world gets more into this AI search function via Google, it's great to have your content just across different platforms so that Google will find it in the different platform. And this way, your educational content can turn into a way for new customers to connect with you. So once you've done all your brainstorming, now it's time to prioritize and set some goals. So first, your goals of measuring campaigns. We see customers that come to us and they do blog posting, they do social media posting. These guys hire a company to do social media posts and they've got like 40 followers on their LinkedIn company page and they're B2B service companies. And these companies are out there and they're like, oh, we'll do LinkedIn posting for you, X amount of times a week. We'll write blogs for you. Nobody's reading it. So they don't have a priority and a goal to grow their following in each of those social channels. They're just putting content out. And if you don't have a goal to grow your following, if you've got a great following already, great. But if you don't, the first goal has got to be to grow the following, not necessarily just to put posts out, because you could pay for a service a few $100 a month, a few $1,000 a month even, to put content out. And if nobody's looking at it and you don't have a plan to increase your followers, then where's it going, right? So the goals and priorities really need to be measurable. You want to measure each campaign that you do. You want to evaluate the value of each of the services that you're using for marketing, right? For us, social media, LinkedIn is a number one. I do my storytelling on a personal account. We post a lot of educational content on our company page. And then we kind of tie the two together and share the posts so that it works back and forth. The other component that's really strong for us is email. Email marketing works, and if you're putting out targeted email blasts to an audience, now, of course, the key to having a great email campaign is to have an audience. So if you don't have your own email list, maybe you hire a firm to send out emails to a target audience on your behalf. There are also different software applications now that kind of scrape the internet for contacts and different information at different companies where you could potentially build a list that way. But, setting up kind of email blasts and targeted automated emails are really effective for us. And so we do that. The other components where we do marketing is in trade shows. So you want to make sure that if you're spending, a trade show can cost anywhere from, $500 for a local event to, tens of thousands of dollars for the major national events. And if you're doing either one, if you're spending $500 and you're sending people to spend the day at the show and you're spending money on giveaways and trade show products, you want to make sure that you're getting the leads that kind of pay for that and then some. And then vice versa, you know, when you're spending tens of thousands on a show, you have to walk away from there with opportunities, otherwise it's a loss. And nobody's got the ability to put up a lot of money and not get a return for it. I mean, it's just the nature of business and the nature of marketing in general. So if you're doing trade shows, my advice for trade shows would be selective. And, we've been fortunate to be able to go to a lot of different trade shows. I find trade show marketing is one of our weaknesses. And because it's hard to get people out of the aisle, it's difficult to make sure that you've got your message across to everyone. So, and it's a super expensive, avenue for marketing. However, at the same time, you need to be there and there's a value in seeing current customers and getting some of these leads and opportunities. So it's always a challenge, trade shows. And certainly if you're doing trade shows, you want to make sure that you've got that same level of measurements as you would with a general social media or email campaign to evaluate, your lead tracking. And then from, your content perspective, You know, for our world, we do a lot of technology. This podcast is one of the things we utilize for marketing. And if you're going to put out content, you have to do it on a regular basis. So, you know, we decide that we're going to do X amount of emails a month. We're going to do X amount of videos a month. During certain seasons, we're going to do something, you know, and put it into seasonal components, whether it's the summer or the winter or spring, and, you know, March Madness, all these other times of the year where you could take advantage of people's excitement about a certain time of the year and tie that to your marketing campaign to get the eyeballs on the right audience. So your content, your calendar, having a calendar is great. For us, we plan our campaigns, and that's kind of the last part is campaign planning. So we will plan each campaign, and we will make sure that each campaign is either tied to a period of time. You know, like for us in the vending world, we've got the NAMA show that comes up in April or May every year. So you want to plan campaigns around that NAMA show and then tie it off with the trade show and then have a campaign to follow up after the trade show, right? And then you've got different trade shows that come throughout the year that are more regional. However, so you've got different marketing based on those kind of seasons. You've also just got wintertime promos. We utilized National Cybersecurity Awareness Month in October. We also do Summer Cybersecurity Month, which is something that we've created in July. We also, in September, we do SEO September to educate people on SEO for September and remind them about how to, you know, utilize SEO to improve their business. So when we do each of these things, we plan this out all for the year. And then what we do is come up with the content in a monthly meeting. So each month we have two meetings for marketing. One meeting is for planning content for an upcoming month. We're usually about a month and a half ahead of the content that we're planning. Then the second meeting is to measure the results of the month prior. So we take all of this and share our expertise, share our links, and then we track and see who clicked on the links, how many people opened the emails, how many people clicked on the emails, how many leads did we get from the trade shows, how many people watched the YouTube videos, how many people commented or liked our LinkedIn page. And all of these are gathered and set into one meeting, and then we can see what's been successful. And the things that are successful, we double down on. And the things that are not successful, we either take back to the drawing board and rework them, or like they say on Shark Tank, we take it out behind the shed and shoot it. And it's unfortunate that sometimes some of your favorite things, some of the things that get shot, but that's just a matter of business, right? But each one of these items now, you know, gets tied to, with the campaigns, now it gets tied to a budget, right? So how much is it going to cost us to do our own organic email marketing? How much is it going to cost us if we want to do Google AdWords, if we want to do social media spending, if we want to do YouTube pre-rolls? How much will it cost us for each trade show? And then how much will it cost us to buy some swag and giveaways and gifts? And then you put this all in a budget based on the timing of each of those campaigns. And then that's where you go and you get approval for this budget, and you kind of tie that back to, you know, we expect to grow by X amount of dollars and get certain amount of leads based on all of this marketing. So that's how you get your marketing budget. And we can go into further detail with that in a future episode. We can certainly go into further details of all of the different marketing avenues that we utilize, like SEO, like our website, like YouTube, like, you know, social media. But I'm not going to get into the details of the different marketing campaigns and resources today. I just wanted to give everyone kind of the blueprint for how do you create a marketing plan for your company. And I really recommend that you guys do this before you hire a marketing agency to do social media posting or things like that for you. So do this before that. This way you can, you know, show up to a meeting with a marketing agency with a plan of what's important to you, as well as a list of content and maybe some campaigns that you've thought of. And then they can complement all the things that you've thought of with their own work that they provide, whether it's SEO or web or blogs or social or even video production, et cetera, or trade show management, right? So anyway, I hope that you guys start by creating your meeting. So first thing to do, schedule a meeting with your team, get your key stakeholders in the business, get your operating people that are speaking to the customers together, and create this one marketing meeting. If you need an agenda or you need help, feel free to visit tech2success.com, and our team will be happy to give you the blueprints you need to have your own marketing meeting way before you guys hire us to do any marketing for you, any other service for you. And thank you for listening today, and we hope you're enjoying the podcast. And if you are, please like and subscribe and share it with your friends. And everybody have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to According to Hickey. We hope you have a better day at work and an even better time at home. Please head over to iTunes or your favorite podcast platform to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. According to Hickey has been brought to you by Tech to Success. For more on how your business can grow by leveraging technology such as cloud hosting, e-commerce, Office 365, Opt Connect connectivity, website design, and internet marketing, visit tech2success.com. Please connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For these links and for show notes, previous episodes, and more information on the podcast, please visit tech2success.com/podcast. Please join us next time for another episode of According to Hickey.